Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of the most satisfying little moments in drum and bass and jungle production. The Amen style rewind, that classic pull the break backward, suck the energy out, then slam back in transition. And we're doing the whole thing with stock devices only in Ableton Live 12. No third-party plugins, no secret sauce from a sample pack. Just workflow, automation, and a bit of attitude. This is an advanced lesson, so I'm going to move quickly and focus on what actually matters in the arrangement. The goal is to create a rewind that feels musical, not gimmicky. We want tension, motion, and a clear payoff. The rewind should feel like one intentional gesture with a beginning, a pullback, and a release into the next section. Start by choosing your Amen source. Ideally, use a break that's already reasonably clean and strong in the transients. If the loop is too messy, the rewind will turn into mush once you reverse it. That snare and kick shape is what makes this work, so pick a break with character. Drop the Amen into an audio track and warp it to your project tempo. For drum and bass, you're probably somewhere around 170 to 175 BPM. Make sure the first transient lands properly on the grid. If needed, consolidate the clip so you've got a clean audio file to work with. The tighter this is up front, the easier the effect will be later. Now duplicate that track and create a dedicated rewind lane. Keep your original break untouched on one track, and use the duplicate for the reverse movement. Take the section you want to rewind, duplicate it, consolidate if needed, and reverse the clip. In Live, that can be done by right-clicking the clip and choosing reverse. At this point, you've got a reversed Amen phrase, but that's only the starting point. A reversed break on its own can be interesting, but the real magic comes from modulating it like a physical tape machine being dragged backward. On the rewind track, build a stock device chain. A really solid starting order is auto filter, saturator, echo or delay, hybrid reverb, and utility. If you want extra grime, you can also add drum bus, redux, or a pitch device, but the core idea is tone shaping first, then harmonic push, then space, then final level and width control. Let's start with the filter. Open auto filter and make it the main tone control for the rewind. Use a low pass filter, either 12 dB or 24 dB, and begin with a cutoff somewhere open enough to hear the break clearly. Then automate it down during the rewind so the sound feels like it's being pulled through a narrowing tunnel. A nice starting move is to sweep from very open down to a few hundred hertz over the course of the rewind, then close it further, or cut it sharply right before the drop. The important thing here is that the automation should feel physical. We're not doing a polite synth sweep. We want that classic jungle pressure, like the break is being dragged backward through the speakers. Next, give the clip some pitch motion. There are a few ways to do this in Live. You can automate clip transpose directly, which is very effective if the rewind is short and dramatic. A movement like 0 to minus 3 to minus 5 semitones can work really well. You can also use the stock pitch device and automate it downward. Keep the movement subtle unless you want it to feel exaggerated on purpose. For drum and bass, subtle pitch movement often hits harder than a huge dive. The point is to make the break feel like it's collapsing backward, not to turn it into a cartoon effect. If you want a more broken tape feel, you can also experiment with warping modes and slight clip length adjustments to smear the audio a bit. Now add the delay throw. This is where the rewind starts to breathe and trail off. Echo is great here because it sounds a little more modern and textured, while delay can be simpler if you want more direct control. Set a short sync time, something like 1/8 or 1/16, and keep feedback mussed at first. Then automate the wet amount or the feedback, so the delay only blooms at the tail end of the rewind. A tiny echo on the last snare or ghost hit can make the whole thing feel ghostly and dramatic. Just make sure you filter the delay return, so the low end stays out of the way. High pass the delay enough that it adds motion, not mud. After that, add reverb, but be careful. For drum and bass, we want atmosphere, not a washed out swamp. Hybrid reverb is a great choice. Keep the decay fairly short, the pre-delay small, and cut the lows aggressively. Automate the wet amount so the reverb appears only at the end of the rewind, or just enough to make the tail bloom before the drop. If you overdo the reverb, the rewind loses impact. This is a very common mistake. The low end needs to stay disciplined, and the groove needs room to hit when the drop comes back in. Now use utility at the end of the chain to shape the level and image. During the rewind, pull the gain down a few dB. You can also narrow the stereo field a little as the transition approaches, which makes the return feel bigger when it opens back up. This is one of those small moves that has a big psychological effect. A narrower, quieter rewind followed by a wider re-entry is classic contrast, and contrast is what makes the moment land. If you want the rewind to feel more like a physical backspin or worn tape, add a bit of saturator, drum boss, or redux. Saturator is the cleanest way to add urgency. A few dB of drive with soft clip-on can make the reverse feel more aggressive. Drum boss can add punch and grit, but use it carefully so you don't flatten the transient story. Redux is great if you want a slightly damaged digital texture, but again, subtlety usually wins unless you're intentionally going for a filthy, broken vibe. Here's a pro workflow move. Group the rewind chain into an audio effect rack and map key parameters to macros. For example, make macro 1 control filter frequency, macro 2 control reverb wet, macro 3 control delay feedback, macro 4 control utility gain, and macro 5 control pitch. That way, you can automate the whole rewind like a single instrument instead of drawing separate lanes for everything every time. That's huge for workflow. Once you've built a strong rewind rack, you can reuse it across tracks and sessions. It becomes part of your transition language. Now let's talk arrangement, because the rewind only works if it's placed with purpose. In drum and bass, the best spots are usually the end of an 8-bar phrase, the end of a breakdown, right before a drop return, or as a call and response switch up. It can also work beautifully in an outro, if you want that old-school jungle reset feeling. A very important arrangement move is to mute the bass during the rewind, or at least high-pass it heavily so it doesn't fight the effect. The ear should focus on the break, the pitch motion, the filter sweep, and the tail. Then, when the drop returns, the bass hits again with maximum contrast. That contrast is the whole game. If the rewind is busy but the return feels identical to what came before, the moment loses power. So make sure the section after the rewind earns the transition. Add a clean amen hit, a crash, a snare accent, a sub drop, or even a vocal stab on the first beat back in. The return should feel like a statement. Here's a strong structural formula. The rewind tail stops, there's a tiny gap, even as short as a 16th or an 8th note, and then the new section slams in. That negative space can be more powerful than another layer of effects. A little silence before the return can make the next hit feel massive. If you want to go even further, try committing the rewind to audio once it feels right. This is a very smart move. Resample it, render it, and then chop it again if needed. In jungle and drum and bass workflow, committing to audio early often gives you more control and more character. You can edit the rendered rewind as a single object instead of constantly tweaking a live device chain. A few extra coaching notes here. Think in gesture, not just effect. Don't make every parameter move at exactly the same speed. If the filter, pitch, delay, and gain all peak at the same time, it can feel flat. Offset the automation slightly, so the rewind feels like it's unfolding, not just changing state. Also, prioritize the transient story. Amen-based material lives and dies by its transience. If the break is too dense, simplify it before you reverse it. Sometimes one cleaner snare-led rewind reads better in the mix than a busy full break, reverse. And keep the low end controlled. If the rewind starts fighting the kick and sub, high-pass the effect path more aggressively than you think you need to. The listener will still hear the motion through the mids and highs. For a darker, heavier DNB sound, try distorting the rewind before the space, not after. That way the delay and reverb inherit the dirt. You can also use a send return setup for consistency, with one return for short reverb and another for tempo delay, then automate the send levels from the rewind track. That keeps the mix cleaner and gives you a reusable transition setup. If you want the rewind to feel even more physical, add a hidden layer, a reversed crash, a filtered noise burst, a reversed vocal inhale, or a subtle sub riser cut backward can all make the effect feel bigger without cluttering it. Tiny details like that often make the difference between a good effect and a proper moment. Let's finish with a quick practice exercise. Build a 2-bar amen rewind into a drop. Take a 1-bar amen, duplicate it into 2 bars, reverse it, and build your chain with auto filter, saturator, echo, hybrid reverb, and utility. Automate the filter down, pitch down by a few semitones, bring in a short delay at the end, add a little reverb, and pull the gain down a few dB during the motion. Then mute the bass and add a crash or snare on the first beat after the rewind. Render it, compare it to the original, and listen for whether the transition feels tight, clear, and dangerous. If you want to level this up even more, make 3 versions. A clean classic rewind, a dark damaged version, and a big cinematic version. Keep the source the same, but change the automation shape and device intensity. That's a great way to train your ear on what actually serves the track. So the core idea is simple. Reverse the break, shape it with automation, Keep the low end disciplined and give the return a clear payoff. When you do that well, the rewind stops being just an effect and becomes an arrangement tool. And in drum and bass, that's where the real power is. If you want, next we can turn this into a macro rack layout, a full arrangement template, or a session view performance version for live tweaking.